Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
quality care. These incentives include a medical savings account for Medicare and Medicaid, okay, translation privatize, which we will provide family financial rewards for good health, and B, vouchers enabling Medicare and Medicaid subscribers to choose any insurance plan or health care provider they desire, thereby promoting competitive costs and quality care among medical providers. Such financial incentives will reduce demands for unnecessary care and prevent the overuse of health care system by giving greater financial control and responsibility to you.
Oh, dear. I've heard that before.
So you get rewards based on your health. So if I'm laying in bed dying of cancer, I guess I just don't get a reward.
No reward for you, sir. Well, actually, I just looked this up on Wikipedia. The Natural Law Party was founded in 92 by a group of leaders who practiced transcendental meditation.
Oh, yeah, because listen to this. Listen to this.
We're meditation guys.
Yeah, listen to this. Okay, you're gonna love this.
Okay.
The prevention programs supported by the Natural Law Party incorporate the most up-to-date knowledge of nutrition, exercise, and stress reduction, as well as the use of natural herbal preparations, natural dietary supplements, and alternative medical treatment modalities.
Oh, my God, it's Amway.
So you go to, like, this place, and you buy, like, some juniper tree ground up with a goat gland and
very expensive teas
and a touch of bat wing, and you drink that, and suddenly you're regular again. This is like the worst, isn't it?
Well, that makes Joe the plumber even more spectacular, I guess. Oh, well, they mentioned his name 23 times. Did you realize that?
I know it.
23 times in that debate. But, yeah, I can't figure out if I think that he was a plant or what. Like, I'm just trying to suss it. He's also got some ties to Wasilla. I'm trying to suss out exactly who this guy is and what his connection to all of this is.
Well.
But as Joe Biden pointed out yesterday, there are very few plumbers that he knows. You know, the plumbers that he knows back home in Wilmington scrape out $60,000, $70,000 a year. If Joe the plumber is worried about having to pay taxes because he makes over $250,000 a year, that's kind of a high-class problem to have.
Well, John McCain, who said his name, what, 23 times?
I think between he and Obama,
the
23 times.
Well, John McCain, who first brought him up, Joe the plumber, the Natural Law Party's foreign policy states as follows.
I am so sad that I got you onto this website.
America's meddlesome and invasive foreign policy has sown the seeds of anonymity. No, of, I don't mean a bad...
Anonymity?
Yes, thank you. Throughout the world, most of our foreign aid is military aid. We are the world's leading arms peddler. All of John McCain's constituents would be against this.
Right.
Or am I exaggerating?
No, especially, did you see that one of the top McCain donor guys is under investigation by the Mustache of Justice, my boyfriend Henry Waxman?
Because he was involved with Saddam Hussein, correct?
Yes. That's the old guy. This is the new one. This is the new version. This is the guy who was involved in some weird arms dealing stuff in the New York Times this morning. This is Henry Sargent, the new guy. He's a big Republican donor, and the New York Times has a big piece on him today. And I've just skimmed it, so I don't want to give any wrong facts here. But basically, he's under investigation. Henry Waxman's leading the charge, and he was involved with some really weird international and illegal deals.
Is there anything that the John McCain campaign can do that is right?
He was overcharging the Pentagon. He was basically cheating the Pentagon out of all of this money.
I mean, he's surrounded by all of these questionable people.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got to read these,
too. The McCain campaign is saying that it's, quote, deeply disappointing.
But the poll numbers, I'd be deeply disappointed. I'd be suicidal. I just got to throw these in.
Okay.
Because I got them from you.
Okay.
Here are some Joe the Plumber quotes, not to digress. According to Joe, Social Security's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I have parents. I don't need another set of parents called the government. Let me take my money and invest it how I please. Social Security, I've never believed in it, don't like it, and hate it that it's forced on me. Well, you know, my answer to that would be, then fine, turn your Social Security over to me, and if you want to go invest it, I'll bet you a great place to invest it would have been the stock market.
Yeah. Did you see that if we had followed, this is another number I'm not, sorry, but if we had followed the Bush privatization Social Security plan, someone in the stock market today would have lost like $86,000.
Yeah, I saw that. And that's what Bush and McCain and the rest of these people wanted us to do.
Exactly. And if the economy had turned this bad for as long as it has in Japan, it was even more money. But if the economy had been as good as it was in Germany, we all would have had $40,000 more, which just says to me the stock market is crazy place. It's Vegas. So, yeah, it's fun, and you can make a lot of money, you can lose a lot of money, but it's not where you put your nest egg. It's not where you put the money that you need to rely on for your older ages and for your kids' tuition and things like that. You know what I mean? It's a stupid
idea, and these people never learn, and they're still, and now they're trying to mask their whole deregulation fetish with all kinds of fancy words, which is what Bullneck Big Oil Bob Schaefer did here in a debate with Congressman Mark Udall. Okay, we're out of time at 8:27, 27 minutes after 8. I'm running terribly behind, but I have to leave with this bit of news, courtesy of Christy Harvey from Nome, Alaska. Fox News staple Brett Hume announced yesterday he's quitting Fox and the whole news shebang. And his reason? He's just tired of doing it.
He's just tired of doing it.
While the rest of us have to work until we're 95 years old, thanks to the policies of the administration that he supported.
Well, the thing, though, is that I read this news, and 20 minutes later, they announced that Fox News was happy to welcome Glenn Beck to the family. So it looks like there may have been some dealings there. So.
Well, and let me tell you, you know what the inside scoop is about Beck going to Fox?
Ooh, what's the inside scoop?
That there is mass jealousy and paranoia over there.
That's a scoop? That's a surprise? Isn't there paranoia at Fox News just because it's Tuesday?
Yeah, but I mean, they're like, you know, all the other talent is bitching about him coming over there.
Interesting. Well, that'll be fun to keep an eye on.
So, Glenn, have yourself a good time over there as you walk the halls, and every person there who's in talent would really like to stick a knife in your back. That's kind of the environment I'd like to work in.
It's going to be interesting to watch.
It's just like working for Citadel Broadcasting, whose stock closed at 35 cents the other day.
Oof.
Okay. Well, how's your 401k there doing, Phil Boyce? 20 minutes after 8. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend I'm going ice skating.
Oh, how nice.
I know.
How nice.
They have ice rinks. I haven't been in ages.
How nice.
So, yes, I'm going ice skating. I'm going to try and keep warm. And that's basically it.
You're going to be out on the ice pirouetting.
And doing these
fantastic maneuvers and jumps. And we'll see you in the Olympics in a couple of years.
Maybe. You really never know. When you live in Alaska, anything can happen is what I think the lesson of the last couple of months.
Well, yeah, sure. Look at Sarah Palin. Well, all right. I'm watching Formula One and also the last race of the American Le Mans season this weekend. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great. Go Darren Law, go Flying Lizard, and go Felipe Massa. Or as David Hobbs calls him, Phil.
Phil?
Phil Massa. He calls Lewis Hamilton Louise. He's great.
You've got to love it. You've got to love it.
All right, Christy, we'll talk to you next week. Stay warm.
Okay.
October is Century 21 Open House Month. To celebrate, we attempted to contact the guy who decides what holidays go on calendars. After months of research, it turns out no such person exists. In any event, October is still Open House Month. Just mark your own calendars. Go to century21.com, your local Century 21 office, or call 800-C21-GOLD and let our agents put you on the path home. Century 21, the gold standard. Century 21 Real Estate LLC, a Realogy company. Each office is independently owned and operated.
What is it, boy? Is somebody in trouble? Me? Oh, my checking account because I shop at pet specialty stores? I should go to Walmart because they have the same premium brands at unbeatable prices? Okay, boy.
Keeping your furry family members happy and healthy, and keeping yourself happy about the price. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on premium pet products like Purina One, Iams, and Pedigree brands, you can do anything. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Gosh darn it. This is outrageous. Jeez.
Hey, tired of paying these high prices? How about winning 500 gallons of gas?
Really? How?
Play Fuel Frenzy at the Lodge and Gilpin Casinos in Blackhawk.
Cool. Tell me about it.
Go to the Lodge and Gilpin Casinos and play.
That's it?
Yes. Simply earn 250 points on any day you're playing now through November 1st, and you'll be entered into weekly drawings for a chance to win 500 gallons of gas, plus a chance to be one of five weekly $250 cash winners. But wait, there's more. You'll also earn mileage rewards credits based on how far you drove to get here. Play for chances to win gas or cash with Fuel Frenzy only at the Lodge and Gilpin Casinos in Blackhawk. It's a gas.
I'm there. 500 gallons of gas or 250 cash? This is great.
8:31, 31 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin struggling valiantly not to lose control of the show. And the fall is here. The high today is going to be 74, but you know that coming up, you know, we got the snow coming, and I don't know how bad of a winter it's going to be. I'm not Mike, I'm not Mike Nelson, so I don't know. But if you're looking to downsize to a more fuel efficient SUV or whatever you're looking for, four wheel drive, front wheel drive, all wheel drive, whatever it is that you have in mind, you got to go to Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. Now, Rocky's wants you to know, and the banks are trying to get these stories out, that there are cement, rock-hard, reliable financial institutions that are willing to lend to people who want to buy automobiles. And Rockies is connected with those banks. And they have literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Plus, they got great people working out there. Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Uncle Fester, Isaac Harris. I mean, the list of Ziggy, the list of people just goes on and on out there. And I always say that because I can't ever get everybody in. There's over 100 employees there. So next time you're thinking about getting a really good, reliable, winterized vehicle and you're really looking for something good and also money-saving as well, stop by Rockies. Their hours are 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Poor workplace productivity can adversely affect your bottom line. Studies show that 40% of office internet use is not work-related. So chances are,
you're losing money.
Designed for organizations of all sizes, the Barracuda Web Builder enforces internet usage policies by blocking inappropriate websites and applications.
It also keeps harmful malware from damaging your network.
What goes on in your business is your business. So get to work. Try a Barracuda Web Builder free for 30 days by contacting Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Be sure to ask about our competitive upgrade program.
What's a four-letter word for retirement? SAVE. But how much will you need? FINRA's retirement calculator can help. FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the not-for-profit that regulates brokers and protects investors. Their easy-to-use calculator will show how much you'll need to fully enjoy the retirement you deserve. Learn more at finra.org/calculator. That's finra.org.
Does anybody really believe that Barack Obama was voting to raise taxes on people making $42,000 a year? Does that even pass the smell test? No, and every single news organization that has looked at it said, that is a bold-faced lie. They're just lying. They're desperate because they know that their economic plan for the United States is this. The easiest way to rob a bank in this country is to own one.
Randy Rhodes, 1 to 4.
Never forget that.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin, running, hiding, peeping, and spying. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 74. And if you haven't heard this this morning, we've got a couple of audio cuts to play for you really quickly here before we turn around and take another break because I ran over time, and then we'll take calls, I promise. But if you haven't heard these, you should hear them. Here is a robocall that the McCain-Palin and the RNC are making it to folks, and I got one on my cell phone, and you may get one or going to get one. And this shows you how low down in the gutter and how contradictory and hypocritical they are, because after all, John McCain said the following: I'm not concerned about any washed-up old terrorists, right? And then he talked about how, you know, above board his campaign is. Well, listen to this little bit of audio.
Hello, I'm calling for John McCain, and the RNC, because you need to know that Barack Obama has worked closely with domestic terrorist Bill Ayers, whose organization bombed the U.S. Capitol, the Pentagon, a judge's home, and killed Americans. And Democrats will enact an extreme leftist agenda if they take control of Washington. Barack Obama and his Democratic allies lack the judgment to lead our country. This call was paid for by McCain Palin 2008 and the Republican National Committee at 202-863-8500.
Well, they're just fine fellows, aren't they? They're just nice people, the men and women there, aren't they? Aren't they just great individuals? Don't you just love them? Sure you do. Sure you do. And there is another story about them in the news, too. I've got it over here somewhere. The Sacramento Republican Party has been caught putting something on their website, which this will make the third time that this has come up. And you might have to Google this story up because I don't see it in front of me anywhere. My unique filing system has once again let me down. But let me just look real carefully here. No, I don't have it. But I saw it on the internet this morning. They've got something questionable on the Republican Party of Sacramento on their website. Some racist or violent slur aimed towards Obama. Now, here's audio cut number two that I want to play for you. In case you didn't hear this, Bob Schaefer and Mark Udall had a debate yesterday. It ran on Channel 7, and maybe they'll repeat it. Anyway, Congressman Udall just stomped bully neck big oil Bob, just beat the living you know what out of him. And of course Bob tried to pull all of his tricks. Okay, here's the deal. Udall shows up and he's just going to talk from the top of his head. I mean, he's going to tell you what he thinks and what he feels, and this is kind of his style, right? Right? I mean, he's a guy who knows how to work things out. I mean, he worked things out between him and myself. So he's a guy who knows how to reach across the aisle, work things out. But Bob Schaefer shows up with a bunch of paper, because Bob can't think on his feet, can't talk, and unless he's yelling and screaming at somebody, he can't make any effective point. The video and the audio, and you can see the video of this if you go to my blog at jmarvinblog.com. That's jmarvinblog.com. Here's the audio of Bob Schaefer making an absolute fool out of himself at Channel 7. Roll this.
You can tell. This is the first time I've seen any indication of notes, no notes, anything along those lines. This is a campaign for the United States Senate. It's not a talent contest. And these are a variety of serious issues that you're giving us an opportunity to relate to constituents, potential voters who are making important decisions. And they deserve to have arguments that are reinforced with facts. They deserve to have well-reasoned arguments. They deserve to have something that is actually thoughtful.
You would have to admit that if you have notes with you that you're referring to during the debate, and he's come without those notes that he would want, that would put you in a bit of an advantage at that point.
And you must have thought of that, I imagine.
That's why we put it in that we didn't want notes.
We had notes.
Well, Dick said he got the letter. So,
yeah,
that's where we are.
Bob, as I said earlier, I got the letter. I signed it. Said no notes, no props. And I figured we'd be here. Let me say this. I think this is fast paced. I think this is a test of your wits. It's a test of what you have in your head. Bob needs to have a few notes with him, fine, but I'm here with an empty pad, and let's go, let's debate.
So Mark Udall says, he's accommodating, let's go, let's debate. Bob, on the other hand, says, well, the voters deserve to know the facts. You know what that is? I.e., hey, I came to the party, and I didn't bring a present. I didn't bring my Republican Dick Wadhams crafted talking points. I came to the party, and I didn't bring a present. I didn't bring any hors d'oeuvres. I didn't bring any food. I just showed up, and I was not prepared. Now, this is the guy you want to send to Washington, D.C.? Can you see that as Colorado's senator? Hi, I showed up for the Senate. Oh, wait a minute. I left all my stuff at home. 8:40, 40 minutes after 8. Here I am, 760 Progressive Talk. Your call's coming up next. at 303-713-7600. Todd Parker does traffic.
We're still looking at delays northbound I-25. This due to an accident now. It occurred right around Santa Fe. Really going to hang things up as you're trying to travel between the tech center and downtown. That'll tack a couple extra minutes onto your ride. Southbound doesn't really seem to be affected. Southbound 225 still heavy between Colfax and Mississippi. 270 on that eastbound side. Starting to lighten up a little bit, but you will find some slight delays. 76 towards Quebec. And then on the turnpike as you're traveling.
Only one jewelry store has five times the selection of ordinary stores and offers so many diamonds to choose from.
That's Jared.
Like the Leo Artisan, designed and cut to reveal a diamond's true brilliance. The Leo Artisan is the latest innovation in the art of crafting diamonds from Leo Schachter. The visibly brighter Leo Artisan must be seen, and you can see it at Jared today.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Very beautiful Eva Longoria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hear it online at am760.net.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131. 4131. So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0274 today. That's 1-800-210-0274. This is a limited-time offer. Call 1-800-210-0274. 274 now.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down?
Yes.
This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back.
Okay.
I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Come on, Bobby. Bring your notes to Channel 7. 844, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, Sunday, high today, 74. Bob Schaefer's like, you know, the 16-year-old kid who never does his homework. 303-713-7600, the assignment's simple, Bob. You sign the papers, show up, and of course, no. We got to cheat. Don't we, Bob? We got to cheat, don't we? Yeah, we have to cheat. Okay, phones are open. Anything you want to talk about, let's get it on. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and here's a little Longmont shout-out to Turk. I'm glad he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's sore, but he's feeling better, and hopefully he'll be back on Monday.
Oh, thank heavens.
But Mike Rotolo has done a great job.
Yeah, oh, he really has. He definitely has, so hats off. And just a little aside, it's just astonishing to me, after John McCain made that statement to the crowd that it was going to be a respectful campaign. He hasn't been walking his talk.
No.
Not at all.
No.
No. So, but I'll tell you why I'm calling. Christy Harvey really my ears really pricked up this morning when she was when you and Christy were talking about Tad and how he was sitting in on Sarah's cabinet meetings. I find that very interesting because on YouTube you can see the video of the vice president of the Alaska Independence Party. And I remember watching it a couple months ago, you know, when I first heard about Sarah and the AIP. And the audio is kind of hard, but Randy Rhodes made mention of this the other day. And if you go to YouTube and you just type in Dexter Clark, that'll be the first video up. And fast forward to about 5 minutes into that thing, and he talks about how, oh, this is great because the candidate we wanted for governor won, Sarah Palin. And he talks about how this is how you infiltrate government. You slap the Republican label on it, and that's all there is to it. And he also says, and Sarah was a member of this party before she was mayor of Wasilla, and she has denied that she was ever a member of that party. But I think it's all very, very interesting that they see as part of their MO to infiltrate government by sticking candidates in there that appear to be popular, slap the Republican label on them, and that the secessionist party is, that was their aim. So they wanted Sarah in there because they wanted to give Todd access. That's the way I read it.
Well, whichever the case is, it appears to me that they have picked the wrong year and that they have a candidate who has the wrong message, and she's got the wrong message, and as long as we get out and vote and mobilize everybody we can, to quote John McCain, all hands on deck, then I guess they're not going to get what they want.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm still concerned about the voter purging, and we'll see how those numbers play out after November 4th, and I'm quite sure that the Rovian tactics are far from over, and I think, you know, it's gotten nastier now than it was last week. I can just imagine what it's going to be a week from now.
No, they're going to continue this. They're going to keep doing it, but we had Pat Walk on earlier. The Democratic Party is hip to suppression,
right,
caging, and all of that stuff. And you're right. They're going to get nastier because when you've got nowhere to go, this is where you go. And these folks are experts at it. They've been doing it forever and a day via talk radio, via print, via all this stuff, except they got one problem. And the problem is the American people are no longer going to buy any of this. They're just not going to buy it. They want things straightened out. They're tired of BS. This is why these guys have the wrong message, because nobody cares about a guy who was a terrorist when Barack Obama was 8 years old.
Right.
Nobody gives a damn. What they give a damn is how are we going to get ourselves unstuck from the mess we're in, that the Republican Party, that their deregulation BS has gotten us here. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they think that we don't care about that we'd rather talk about. I mean, my God, why doesn't John McCain just put Paris Hilton in his ads?
Well, why doesn't John McCain step up and take some leadership and say, look, this is America. We don't do campaigns this way. Why doesn't he make a statement to that GOP group in California that put out the ad that Obama should be waterboarded and say, no, you remove that immediately?
Because he doesn't care, and because this is where he's really at.
He's not a leader.
No, he's not. He's a grumpy old disgusting individual. Kat, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Josh on the cell phone. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? It's Josh from Superior.
Hey, man, talk to me.
Hey, Bob Schaefer, what kind of, did he crawl underneath a rock or something?
I mean, what kind of guy shows up at a debate and doesn't read the rules?
I think he thinks it's still 1984 and Reagan's running for re-election.
Well, you should see the debate too. I mean, he makes an absolute.
I missed it last night.
Well, he makes an idiot out of himself. I hate to say that.
Well, the thing I don't like about him, he's so indignant.
Oh yeah.
You know, he acts like he doesn't even need to answer any questions. He just needs to be put in the Senate because he's so smart. You know, he's such a businessman. And it's like, what?
Yeah. Well, like Congressman Udall says. You're going to love this. I'm paraphrasing. He says, Bob Schaefer is an oil executive, and everybody knows that. Then Bob turns around and says, Mark, you know that's not true. I'm not an oil executive. I quit the oil business last year.
Oh, okay.
it's like saying I've never been a car mechanic, but I quit Prestige Imports like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he will never talk to any of those guys that he knows in the oil industry again. He'll just wash his hands of all that.
Right.
The Mr. Squeaky Clean, I guess.
I mean, the guy is like, and then Mark, and then Congressman Udall says, brings up the deregulation shtick, and Schaefer denies that, and then he turns around and starts talking about the free market when it comes to education.
Hey, I got an idea for another job for him once he loses this election.
Yeah.
I think him and Mitt Romney should open a used car dealership.
No, that, you know what? No. No, that's too above board for them. What they ought to do is they ought to move to
Dubai.
Yeah, they ought to move to Dubai and get jobs as window washers on those big buildings.
Yeah, they can work for Neil Bush.
Yeah, that's exactly
a little pet project.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Josh, thank you, man.
Yeah, let's go. I'm so excited.
Hey, we're going to do it.
We are.
All right, man.
Have a good morning.
All right. Yes, we can. And we can do it if you get out and vote. Vote, 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 vote. 8:51, 51 minutes past the hour. And is it Ricardo Morgan with traffic? Is it? We'll find out.
About the slowest stretch of the morning right now remains northbound I-25 as you're making your way underneath the bridges. That due to an earlier accident that occurred right around Santa Fe. Now, to the west, they're going to temporarily close US 6, this right around Tunnel 1, west of Golden, following a semi-rollover accident. They're going to tip it up on its wheels and traffic should get by. Rest of the metro highways looking pretty decent with some slow pockets.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Talking about at the water cooler in your office. They're talking about Ayers. They're talking about the righties are out there pushing this association. What are the Democrats talking about? They're talking about, well, we're worried about if there's a Bradley effect. You know, I kind of like Obama's economic plan.
The Ed Schultz Show.
It works for me.
Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-400-4027. That's 1-800-400-4027. 1-800-400-4027. Over the last 35 years, folks have been yelling loud about when life begins. With all the yelling, some failed to hear modern science prove that you and I became a person at the very moment of conception. At that moment, each of us had our own 100% unique DNA. We were as much human then as we are now. That's why voting yes on Amendment 48 this November is so important. Our public policy process has been held hostage by the radical special interests using 35-year-old science. Back then, we knew little about everyone's unique DNA, nor had we mapped our unique genetic code for life. Voting yes on Amendment 48 will help take the issues surrounding human life out of the hands of the special interests and empower voters to direct our elected officials the way it should be. Seeing where all the yelling has gotten us, it's time the law caught up with what we know in our hearts and what modern science proves. Every person is of infinite worth, no matter what age. Please vote yes on 48.
Paid for by Coloradans for Equal Rights.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I've just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, SuperPages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and SuperPages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
Have you ever dreamed of finishing your bachelor's degree, or perhaps even going on to earn your master's? Well, now that dream is right within your reach. In fact, it's as close as the nearest computer, because now there's Colorado State University Global Campus. Colorado State University Global Campus offers you the world-class quality of a CSU education conveniently delivered right online. And since all courses and certified programs are 100% online, you can successfully juggle it all around your schedule, which means you can finally get that degree and still have a job, a family, and a life. CSU Global Campus exclusively features career-relevant programs, so you can make great strides at work practically from the first mouse click. Classes start every 8 weeks. Enroll now and get an additional $100 off per credit hour. To learn more, go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. Colorado State University Global Campus. Register online for online classes now. Go to csuglobal.org.
Miss Mario's interview with Eva Longoria on AM 760.
The wonderful, talented, and very beautiful Eva Longoria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hear it online at am760.net.
Six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 74. Jay Marvin, working your woofers and tweeters. And let's quickly go to Kathy in Castle Pines. Kathy, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes. The other night I heard that McCain on the debates was going to stop the smear tactic. And yet, we get a call from the Republican Party yesterday, and it was disgusting. We were thoroughly disgusted. And it talked about Barack Obama closely working with domestic terrorist Bill Ayers, whose organization bombed U.S. Capitol, Pentagon, and judges' homes and killed Americans. It talked about how the Democrats will act in extreme with an extreme leftist agenda if they take control of Washington, and that Barack Obama and his Democratic allies lack the judgment to lead the country. And I was thoroughly disgusted.
Yeah, because there's not a shred of truth in any of that, and many of the views that progressives and liberals have, moderate and unaffiliated voters, carry the same beliefs and the same feelings. But as I said to a previous caller, when you have nowhere else to go, this is where you go. I mean, if you have no place to go, this is where you go, and this is how desperate they are, and what we need to do is just show up to vote. And make sure everybody gets out there. And you know what? We'll make them pay for this, for trying to foist this untruth mudslinging on us. Kathy, thank you. I appreciate it. And we lost her, I guess, by cell phone. So, all right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. We're also going to hear from the world's smartest man, David Sirota, who will be coming our way, too. And we'll get his take on the debate because we haven't talked to him since then. And also, we'll talk about his latest.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-331-7525. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-331-7525. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-331-7525. That's 1-800-331-7525.
6750. Call now, 800-670-6750.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
I'm Nick Young. Slow and getting slower. The National Association of Home Builders says in August, new home and apartment construction fell to its slowest pace in 17 years.
The builders have to cut back on starts of new units, and they're really doing it.
Dave Siders is the association's chief economist.
We're certainly going to be seeing further declines in construction employment. So housing has been at the heart of this economic downswing and still is.
Our nation is dealing with a serious financial crisis.
President Bush this morning in a speech to the Chamber of Commerce defending his administration's sweeping bailout plan.
It is designed with one overriding purpose, to help banks get money flowing so small businesses can thrive and hire, so big businesses won't shut down operations.
There are reports that GM and Chrysler have stepped up merger talks, and as Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ reports, that makes some people nervous.
As Chrysler CEO Robert Nardelli predicts more consolidation in the auto industry, United Auto Workers Union President Ron Gettelfinger is worried about the impact that consolidation would have on jobs, as he's seen General Motors cut several thousand jobs in the past week alone.
We're concerned about additional cuts.
Gettelfinger, who says he's heard nothing from Chrysler or GM about a possible merger, says he's concerned the auto industry hasn't bottomed out yet. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
On Wall Street at this hour, it's a mixed picture. The Dow right now is up about 10 points, the NASDAQ 5, and the S&P 500 just climbed up 1 point. Las Vegas police have issued an amber alert for a child snatched from his home yesterday. Police Captain Vincent Canito says it's as bad as it gets.
We've had strangers break into a home, bound and gag a family, ransack that home, and then kidnap a six-year-old boy.
Authorities believe Cole Puffenberger was taken in connection with a drug deal involving family members. 7 months after it began, Hawaii is ending its program to provide health care for every one of its children. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
This didn't work because people who could afford to pay for health care in Hawaii began pulling out of those programs to get into free state health care for kids. The intent of the program was to help insure children from poor families or those without any kind of health coverage. Serious budget problems in Hawaii also made this seven-month program a luxury more than a necessity.
Well, since it took place 26 years ago, it has not been revealed until now. The late Pope John Paul II's longtime private secretary says in 1982 the Pope was stabbed. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco.
Cardinal Zivic says that during a visit to the Shrine of Fatima in Portugal, John Paul was attacked by a knife-wielding Spanish priest. He was not injured seriously, but the incident was kept secret.
Senator Ted Stevens back on the stand in his own defense. The Alaska Republican accused of lying on Senate financial disclosure forms to hide more than $250,000 in home improvements and gifts from an oil services company. This is CBS News.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A gay college group in Colorado Springs is clashing with the school's student president because he refused to approve a funding request, saying it was against his personal beliefs. The group Spectrum represents gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender students. The group says the decision by student president David Williams hindered planning for a campus observance of National Coming Out Day this week at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. Colorado's century-old state capitol is the first state house in the nation to be certified for energy efficiency. Governor Bill Ritter acknowledging the capitol's LEED certification from the U.S. Green Buildings Council.
Our state capitol, which was built more than a century ago in 1895, is now a high-performing building.
It's taken 4 years and $23 million to improve the Capitol's heating, cooling, and lighting systems. The governor says the investment will pay for itself over 19 years, and taxpayers will save $1 million a year in reduced energy costs. John McCain trying to make amends with David Letterman for canceling an earlier appearance.
I thought I was doing my part to save the economy. And then later I got to think, maybe I'm just not important enough.
Can I give you an answer?
Please.
I screwed up.
Letterman repeatedly pressed McCain about his choice of Sarah Palin as running mate. As he was leaving, McCain told Letterman his first executive order would be to raise Letterman's taxes. Meantime, both McCain and Barack Obama appeared together at the annual Al Smith charity dinner in New York, the two trading jabs in good fun.
And while the collapse of the housing market's been tough on every single homeowner, I think we all need to recognize that this crisis has been 8 times harder on John McCain.
The annual dinner raises money for underprivileged children.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness in bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
Face lie. They're just lying. They're desperate because they know that their economic plan for the United States is this. The easiest way to rob a bank in this country is to own one.
Randy Rhodes, 1 to 4.
Never forget that.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Fascinating. So
yay.
There you go again, pointing backwards again, though you preface your whole comment with the Bush administration. Now, doggone it, let's look ahead and tell Americans what we have to plan to do for them in the future.
Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. I'm A74. Jay Marvin with you. Good morning. Your piston of public opinion. Your calcium fortified bones of democracy. Oh, come on. It's stupid, isn't it? All right. Let's go to the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Who is here? David? Oh, I'm sorry. Dave's late. No, he's not. Here he is. World's smartest man, David Sirota, good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
All right, now you've had a pretty interesting 24 hours. Why don't you fill us in about that?
Well, I flew home from New York. I've had a pretty interesting couple of days.
What were you doing? You were in New York. You were on CNN, weren't you?
I was in Rochester, New York, for a speech at RIT, and then I went down to New York City. I was on a panel at the CNN Time Warner Political Summit with I was on a panel with Howie Kurtz of the Washington Post and Dan Rather. And then I was on Rachel Maddow's show. And then the next day I did some Fox News. I think I'm going to be on Fox News today, which is always good for the heart rate.
Where are you going to be on Fox News today?
I guess 3:30 p.m. Denver time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. They're sort of their election hour. And then last night I was in Aurora for Morgan Carroll, State Representative Morgan Carroll's town hall meeting on the economy and the bailout.
Man, you were at CNN Center, you were on a panel, and Lou Dobbs wasn't on the panel?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He must have been out chasing illegal immigrants.
Yeah, or something like that. Dan Rather was real whipped up about the you know, corporate control of the media and how that distorts news coverage. I mean, obviously he's got some firsthand experience with that, but it was an interesting panel.
You know, I should try to get in touch with him and book him on.
You should, absolutely.
Because he sees the media the same way that that I do.
Definitely.
And it's good to hear that there are other people out there who see it, and I push all the time for people to take a look at it, and if we just, you know, it's like if the water would just seep through, and those who hold public office,
right,
would see what's going on, maybe we could get some things fixed. All right, let's go on to your column here this morning in the Denver Post. Signs of quake in Oregon. America's government by television means instantly memorable images is everything. Our electoral decision pivots less on issues and positions than on caricature. Dukakis peering out of a tank, Quayle misspelling a potato, Kerry looking French, as Republicans claimed. Where is the iconograph? Say that word for me.
Iconography.
See, it's too, you know, I'm not intellectual right here. That represents a deeper substance until now. Okay, explain about until now.
What I say in the column is that there are a number of these Republican incumbents who are running for re-election in the Senate who are facing pretty surprising challenges from Democrats. Nobody really expected, for instance, Liddy Dole of North Carolina to have a tough re-election race. And part of the reason that you know, people like Liddy Dole, Mitch McConnell, Norm Coleman are having trouble is because they are being attacked for their economically conservative votes. And as I say in the column, these people really kind of look the part. You know, it was Mike Huckabee who attacked Mitt Romney, sort of saying that Romney doesn't remind people, voters, of their coworkers, but of the boss who laid them off. And a lot of these incumbents, you couple their voting record with their sort of image, and they fit that bill too. And so I looked at, you know, the tycoon senator who really epitomizes that the most is a guy named Gordon Smith, who is Oregon's Republican senator, who is supposed to coast to an easy re-election, who's now facing a pretty tough challenge from a guy, a previously unknown guy named Jeff Merkley.
Yeah, he's the son of a sawmill worker.
Right, that's right. And Merkley, basically, the conventional wisdom in a place like Oregon is you can't really be hard-hitting as a Democrat on issues like taxes or trade or wages because that will, this is the conventional wisdom, that will alienate the state's high-tech workers. The theory is that, sure, while the states like Washington and Oregon have a lot of industrial workers, extractive industry workers, they also have high-tech workers, and the theory is that those high-tech workers are sort of conservative. And what Merkley is showing is that you can campaign on these issues, because he's now leading in the polls, because I think that what's going on is that blue-collar workers and white-collar workers are finding that a lot of their economic challenges are very, very similar.
See, I think there's this whole kind of I could turn out to be wrong, but I think there's this whole kind of non-shots fired, non-in-the-street revolution that's taking place. And, of course, you wrote a book about it called Uprising about this. But I think that it's going on because people are just fed up with the usual same old, same old. And that sounds like a campaign cliche that somebody who's running for election would say. But I think the proof in this is that here in this state, for instance, Congressman Mark Udall's had $14 million worth of negativity thrown at him, and he's still hanging in
right.
The race. Barack Obama has had a ton of 527s, internet smears. The RNC is running robocalls. McCain, Palin, and the RNC. Have you heard those robocalls?
Yep, I heard them. I heard them this morning on your show.
Yeah, I mean, they're running all of that, and yet it's not working because people are, their heads are some other place, and the place where their heads are at is their heads are at the on the economy.
That's right. That's right. I totally agree. And the thing is that, you know, it used to be that, you know, a progressive economic argument appealed to people who, you know, to a lot of blue-collar workers, you know, wages, jobs, unfair trade. But now we see these forces bearing down on other sectors. You know, I mean, you know, HP is laying off people. Intel is boasting of its outsourcing. You know, it's cutting across all sectors. And so the Republican effort to pit different constituencies against each other is just not working.
Yeah, see, you're right. It isn't. And this whole thing that they've used, which is fear and intimidation and divisiveness, you're right. I mean, people are like, I don't know anything about Bill Ayers, and I don't care about Bill Ayers. Here's what I know. Last week, my 401k got wiped out. That's
exactly.
What I know. That's exactly what I know. And I want somebody who's going to fix that and bring my son home from Iraq and handle this Afghanistan problem show us a way out of here on a system in a country that seems to be breaking down And I want to hear about what we can do, not what we can't do. And I want to hear solutions, not problems. And the McCain campaign, you know, the McCain campaign is sending out the wrong message. That's why they are where they are.
That's right. That's exactly right. And what they just don't understand that, you know, people, but it may be the rare election year where people, where there's such a serious crisis that people want, you know, every time you go sort of off topic, you show yourself to be further and further and further out of touch. And I think that's what's going on with McCain, and I think that's what's going on with all of these other incumbents. That they as you put it during the primary, they're not reading the room right.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, another guy who's not reading the room right is Bob Schaefer.
No, completely not.
Now I've had my quibbles with Congressman Udall, and this last spat. I could have worked that out, but I overreacted, and I'm willing to say that on the air. I mean, it wasn't directly his fault, and I should have been taking shots at him, and I'm going to vote for him wholeheartedly. But let's say I'm not. Let's say I'm not involved in this. Let's say I'm an unaffiliated voter. I have no partisan feelings at all. You know, I think one of the hardest things to do is to run against yourself. I don't think you can do that. And Bob Schaefer is out there trying to run against himself. And if you saw the debate on Channel 7, Schaefer gave it away, but he gave it away in a kind of mixed message, masked kind of way where you would have to read through what he's saying. And what he's basically saying is that there's nothing wrong with what's gone on in the last 8 years, that the free market fetish is the way to fix things, and that he denies or is in some kind of la-la land about fixing the financial situation in this country.
Well, you're right. I mean, the guy, when I saw him, and I didn't see this latest debate, but when he said in the earlier debate that, you know, the problem is the dead hand of government, I mean, that is just so out of touch. I mean, there's a lot of problems in our country, but the problem in the economy is not that the government has been too aggressive, too inhibiting of business. The problem is that the government has been asleep at the wheel, and the problem has been the ideology that people like Bob Schaefer push out there, which basically demonizes government and demonizes, you know, the concept that we need, you know, laws to make sure that what we're going through now doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know something, 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, on with us. Go to davidsirota.com. Really, if you look at it, it's tragic. It's more than just a disagreement of philosophy or political views or whatever with the Republican Party. You know what it is? It's this, that under the Republican Party, under GOP leadership, they have failed the country and they have let us down and have not been there to provide the checks and balances against excesses that they should have been. And this is what the real deal is. I mean, it isn't the mortgage problem. It isn't, homeowners taking out risky loans for houses that they couldn't afford. You're supposed to have checks and balances against that. And there were no checks and balances because these folks don't believe in checks and balances.
They believe that the market will correct itself. And, you know, this is... I guess I would put it this way. They're not wrong that the market will correct itself. The problem is that in the process of correcting itself, millions and millions and millions of people will get hurt. And, you know, I think it's a fundamental philosophical difference between the right and left. And I think that the silver lining of what's going on right now is the fact that we could be on the verge of a real tectonic shift. I mean, I can't remember a time when it was harder for Republicans to argue with a straight face that the way to move our country forward is to simply deregulate everything. I just think that the fact that we've got two candidates, one who's really lying through his teeth, John McCain, and the other, Barack Obama, that are competing to show who is more serious about regulating the economy, I mean, that is a reflection of a deeper shift in our country, and I think it's a good shift.
I do, too. Okay, we're out of time here. Let's talk about the debate. I take it you saw it.
I saw it.
And the media missed a big thing about the debate. Now, John McCain's experience is supposed to be in foreign policy, right?
Right.
I mean, he's the go-to guy for foreign policy. Yet he demonstrated within 60 seconds' time that he's not the go-to guy because he doesn't understand or have any knowledge of what's going on in Colombia.
He has no... I'm really glad you brought that up. I mean, he has no idea. I mean... Well, either he might have an idea, but he didn't. He either had no idea, or he's too corrupt to acknowledge what he knows. And that is what Obama said, that rewarding a country or a government with an economic reward for having the worst human rights record on issues of labor is not a way to conduct foreign policy. And what Obama didn't bring up, probably because of time constraints, is the idea that when you do that, you're not building up appeal for your own country among the masses necessarily in that country or that region. In other words, helping a government, a sort of autocratic government, is not a way to show your democratic or humane values on the world stage.
Yeah, exactly. And he tried, he said this, and it was like for 5 seconds he said it. He said, well, FARC is out there and blah, 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 blah. But he never brought up the fact that the government of Colombia is running and sanctioning right-wing death squads that are just killing people for unionizing.
That's right. And Obama, I think, really, he showed an understanding of that. I mean, there's been some talk that Obama was going to support passing that trade deal, the Colombia trade deal, in a lame duck session of Congress. He's now downplayed that. I think that kind of issue is going to be the most interesting in that I think Obama's got the right instincts, but changing our trade policy is going to be such a huge lift because there's so much money behind the current trade policy.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And he doesn't, this guy doesn't see it. And the media and all of the talking heads, they let it go. I mean, it just slipped by.
Right. Look, you can't expect a media that focuses on the he said, she said controversy of the day to be at all serious about looking at, for instance, something as serious as our international trade policy. And I think just getting the message out there and educating the public about what these issues are really about, you know, I think that's a huge challenge. But look, I think, again, you look at polls about issues like trade, the public may not know exactly what's wrong with the Colombia trade deal, for instance, which provisions are wrong, but the public does know that our current trade policy is a corrupt collusion between our government and big money and that it has to change.
Yeah, I would agree. And on the debate, I think that McCain lost and lost big. I mean, I think he just torpedoed it.
Well, I think he came out of the gate kind of strong in that debate, and then I think all the wind went out of him. I just think he didn't. I mean, I don't think these debates can be in many ways game changers, but I don't think he really significantly helped himself.
No, I mean, I think he lost. I mean, I think he lost wholeheartedly. He lost because, yeah, he may have come out of the gate fast, but he faded at a rapid rate, and then at times looked like he was over his head, and he didn't have the appropriate answers, and he made a couple of statements that were non sequiturs, and you can't figure out what he's trying to say or what the point is, and he just, you know, he's lost. I mean, the guy is I'm convinced of this. He is absolutely lost, and that when you're a United States senator, and you're in what I would consider to be a safe state, which at the time he ran and ran again is safe, that you can bluff your way through this stuff and nobody really has to know. But the fact is that when you're running for the presidency of the United States and then you got to start answering stuff, then people begin to find out that you've basically been dummying up all these years. And then along with that, the people that are running his campaign, You know what? They're not, they don't have enough skill to run a bus from the airport to Hertz in Las Vegas to get lost. I mean, the whole campaign has been just one walking wreck after another, starting with Sarah Palin and going all the way down the line. I mean, every day there's something comes out that they're involved in or that something's going on, and he can't ever stay on message. And now that he's staying on message, it's all hateful rhetoric.
Yeah, you know, I watched the Al Smith dinner last night.
Yeah, I watched that too.
I actually thought McCain was hilarious.
He was really good. Now, you know what I thought? I thought, well, how come, you know, if he'd take that and put that on the campaign trail, we'd have a tighter race.
That's totally right. And it just sort of said to me that, you know, that the overmanaged McCain, the McCain that they're trying to ramrod into this right-wing hate machine, whether it's the real McCain or not, it's not an appealing McCain. And what you saw last night at the Al Smith dinner was that, you're right, there could have been a more appealing McCain. I think Democrats and progressives on policy were lucky that more appealing McCain hasn't come out. But I do think if you step back and you take your partisan glasses off and you say, wow, you know, had that guy been more like that, you know, this might have been more of a race.
I also saw it as being a speech that had, and I'm not alone in this because I know Mark Cooper blogged this too. I also thought the tone of it was bordered on a concession speech.
It did. I thought that too.
I think I've had people involved. You've been involved in politics. You've been involved in election campaigns. You know that a week and a half, 2 weeks out, they know it's not going to happen. They know it's not going to happen. I'm not saying that so everybody relaxes and doesn't go out and vote. I mean, I think it's important for everybody needs to vote because we can't take any chances. But deep down inside, they're dispirited because they know they're in trouble and they know there's no way to pull it out.
I mean, I think you can't. It's undeniable. They must see it in their numbers, and I think that that's what was reflected last night.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know what? Everybody needs to get out and vote. They need to get their friends out to vote. They need to get their neighbors out to vote. We need to vote for Barack Obama. We need to vote for Mark Udall. We need to vote and the legislature for people like Morgan Carroll and Joe Rice and so many others. We need to do that. And now, before we close this, I'm going to give you my fantasy list of people who are going to have to eat it big time. And my fantasy list may come true. Joseph Lieberman. Goodbye, Joe Menem. You're in the back. Take a back seat. No one cares anymore. Would you agree?
I would agree with an asterisk that he will still be a periodic troublemaker, but you're certainly right. He's sort of, you know, exit stage right off the national stage.
Yeah, his mug is not going to get on the tube. Okay, the next person to eat it is going to be Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah, totally agree. So he hitched his sails to McCain and in a huge way and for a long time, and now he's basically going to be relegated to backbench status. You're totally right.
And finally, Sarah Palin's political career is wrecked because she's become a national joke. Now, she can end up having a talking head gig at Fox, but if she thinks that she's going to position herself to run 4 years from now and that anybody's ever going to take her seriously after all of the things she has said, especially last week or earlier this week, where she called New Hampshire the Northwest, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I never say never, but I definitely think that this hasn't sort of launched a national political career.
No, I think her career is wrecked, and I think her and her overbearing pit bull husband, Tato, are going to have to go back to Alaska and face what's going on there because they're going to totally and completely run out of steam. I mean, even the poll point percentage in Alaska shows her in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think you're right. I think this did not launch, I don't think, the career of some new Republican icon.
You know what? I haven't had a drink in probably 30 years. If Obama wins,
we'll have a drink.
If Udall wins, I'm going to get stinking drunk. Now, if it doesn't work that way, I'm going to make plans to leave the country. No, I'm serious.
I don't want to think about McCain winning. That's too much.
I mean, that's like a gruesome horror show.
Yeah,
it's like having an in-law drop into your house that you really don't want to deal with.
I kind of thought at this last debate, and I was watching it on HD. so you could really see.
Oh, God, he looks bad.
He looks like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Yeah, he really does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does.
And what's wrong with his right cheek? It's all puffed out.
I don't know. It was his eyes. They were sort of bloodshot. It was weird.
It was weird. All right, David, thank you so much. And we urge everybody to go to the Denver Post and check out your column today because, as usual, I think you're right on. And we will look for you this afternoon on Fox.
Yep, 3:30.
Okay, take them on and give them a good run.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, see you, pal. All right, there's David Sirota, 9:30, 30 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings. Classes start January 5th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Did you know that FHA has raised the limits of what you can borrow on your FHA loan? That's good news for refinancing if you have a first and a second and want to consolidate into a 30-year fixed-rate loan. And it's low money down if you're buying a new home. Find out more information about FHA and other loan programs at the Mortgage Help Center, sponsored by American Guarantee Mortgage. Honest answers and real solutions. Call today, 1-866-259-8206. 1-866-259-8206. Start saving today.
9:31, 31 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Boy, we're in October. You know what's coming up next, Thanksgiving. The holiday season is fast approaching, and now's the time to let the experts at BAC help you transform your kitchen from boring to amazing with the best appliances and the best selection in Colorado. At BAC, you'll experience the finest luxury appliances that will innovate, modernize, and stylize your life. Okay, we're definitely having trouble here this morning. Their state-of-the-art ranges and cooktops will take your holiday cooking to new heights and keep your holiday foods fresher longer with energy-efficient refrigerators and care for your fine china and glassware in quiet dishwashers. And they've got these marvelous brands such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Miele, Gaggenau, Decor, KitchenAid, and a whole lot more. And they can turn your kitchen dreams into reality. They have incredible showrooms. They've got one in Denver, they've got one in Fort Collins, and in Boulder. And you can go in there and enjoy a cup of coffee or a cappuccino and learn about the latest appliance and innovations and how they can significantly add value to your home and even nurture your passion for cooking. I've been in there, the Denver showroom. I'm telling you, it is great. Visit 4BAC.com for store locations or call them at 303-789-9945. That's 303-789-9945. And they'll give you all the information. That's Builder's Appliance Center. Let them bring your kitchen dreams to reality. And, man, once you go in there, you will just be flat knocked out.
I'm Christine Castle. As a doctor who practiced medicine for 20 years and served as president of the American College of Physicians, I don't want anybody standing between me and my patients. Not the government, not insurance companies. I've read the health care plans of both presidential candidates, and you know what? John McCain's attacks on Barack Obama are completely false. With Obama, you keep your doctor and pick your own plan. And Obama cracks down on insurance companies to make care affordable and accessible to all Americans. John McCain's plan lets insurance companies deny coverage for pre-existing conditions, like pregnancy, and strip away state requirements to cover preventive care, like vaccines and mammograms. The cure for false attacks is the truth. John McCain's plan won't work for me or my patients. On health care, Barack Obama is the change we need.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
My name is Jay Marvin, and I approve of every message for Barack Obama. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Just remember, all we got to do is get out and vote. Yes, we can, and we will. Sunny, high today, 74. Phones are open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lee in Boulder. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to point out a couple of things about the manipulation of this term of terrorism that has been the flag for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. Well, not even maybe. But economic disruption such as we know now, and the, you know, the cheating and fraud and collusion that has created that and deregulation, that is a form of terrorism. It makes people afraid. It disrupts our lives. And John Perkins in Confessions of an Economic Hitman knows, you know, has pointed that out as that was part of our undercover foreign policy for years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And terrorism is a PR manipulation. It's almost a propaganda term. It's anti-American. And when you think of FDR, he said fear is what we have to fear, not, you know, not our own resources and our own intelligence and our own resilience.
Well, I'll tell you something. Anytime you have a government that views its own population with hostility, suspicion, and as a threat, you've got a government that's headed down the wrong track.
Exactly.
And that's what we've had for the last 8 years. We've had a government that has manipulated its people, that has been suspicious, that has walked over people's civil liberties, that with an attorney general named Alberto Gonzalez, who could not read the Fourth Amendment, could not read the Fifth Amendment,
not even the Second Amendment.
No,
they don't really understand the Second Amendment.
You know, they don't get any of it. I mean, did the guy pass a bar exam? Where so? And by the way, he may be facing criminal prosecution. And last I heard, unless things have changed, he can't get a job.
Is Alberto Gonzalez?
Yes, he can't get a job, and he may be facing criminal prosecution. But all of that stuff has gone down in the last 8 years. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with security of the country you live in. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And you're going to have people who are going to be intent on doing you harm, and they're going to be either homegrown or they're going to get into the country. I mean, after all, during the Cold War, the United States was, I mean, we had Soviet spies in this country. But, you know, you don't go into total and complete overdrive like the McCarthy years and start, and then we hold people and we don't give them due process. I mean,
it's complete lack of confidence in the, you know, in what we stand for as Americans that show, and not only lack of confidence, but actually hatred for what we stand for as Americans, to not respect human rights, civil rights. And I'm not talking idealistically. I really do believe that all that a person has in their own life, even if you're full of fear, that's debilitating to you. It is not affirming. It is not what's going to make you productive and strong and secure. And the Cheney Bush neocons have only said, get big fear, get big fear, get big fear. That's all they've said.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Lee, I mean, you just said it so eloquently. I mean, I don't think.
And I want to, there's a little quote, terrorists is what a big army calls a little army. I mean, we understand that, you know, there can be some crazies, and anybody who is for violence is, you know, I mean, our own, you know, John McCain's own John Singlob, I just learned yesterday about this fellow who was a U.S. military guy carrying out covert operations.
Yeah,
this is
that's right.
Only creates terrorism, and that's what's happened in Iraq. And
you know what? Hey, message to Bob Schaefer. Message to Barack Obama.
Yes.
Message to all these folks. You and I are not Winston Smith. That's, you know, what I have to tell those folks. Hey, Lee, thank you.
Thank you, J. Marvin.
You got it. See you later.
Greetings to John Kirk.
Okay. Thanks, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Okay, I'm not introducing the traffic person because I get burned every single time. So let's just go look at traffic.
Jay, looks like we have a little slowing on southbound I-25 approaching Yale. There's a single car spin out, sitting over on the shoulder with a fire truck there. Flashing lights kind of causing it to be bogged down. No lanes are blocked, just something to look at as you head through there, making your way to the tech center. But that's it as far as any highway troubles around town. Of course, out east, still have that crash on eastbound I-70 near Deer Trail. Causes some slowing out there if you happen to be heading out on the eastern plains. But the drive around town in real good shape for you right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s. Clear tonight, low 42. Sunny and 78 tomorrow.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Eva Longoria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hear it online at am760.net. Today, Oliver Stone invites you to witness the unbelievably true story of George W. Bush.
God wants me to run for president.
You must be joking.
And a few of his friends, Carl Rove.
What about Axis of Weasels?
Don't get cute, Carl.
George Sr.
Ruined the Bush name.
Out of my life!
Laura Bush.
Yeah, devil in a white hat.
Dick Cheney.
Advanced interrogation techniques.
Like pulling out your toenails.
Josh Brolin is W. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters everywhere today.
Well, hello again. It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. This week, we're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. I'm in the Seasons Buffet with Chad, Dennis, Charles, and the beautiful sisters Helen and Linda. So, Chad, tell me why you like to play here.
I come to the Lodge because it's the place to win, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, yes, winning does go hand in hand with fun. And Dennis?
I feel welcome here, and I won $1,500 last week.
Really? That is fantastic. Now, Charles, what about you?
Well, I come up here weekly, and I win quite often, so I really like it up here.
Well, seems like a common theme around here. You all win. Well, and now for the sisters, can you win here?
I can win here all the time. I do win here all the time.
Wow. Well, the proof is in the pudding. Just ask the players.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And our first choice for winning.
Leaving a mark at Martinsville means muscles, moxie, and maybe a miracle or two. It's maneuvering through a mammoth maze of mighty machines, a marathon of mixing it up. Drivers would have to be magicians to make it to Monday in mint condition. Make no mistake, though, getting massively mashed, mauled, and manhandled is no metaphor here in Martinsville.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues at Martinsville, Sunday at 1 Eastern on ABC.
Piper Telecommunications in Lakewood reminds you that America's greatest natural resource is her youth. Parents, acquaint yourself with the dangers of drug abuse and inform your children at an early age. Remember, a loving and supportive home with open communication is the key to a healthier and safer community. This special reminder is courtesy of Piper Telecommunications in Lakewood. They're the professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. Call Piper Telecommunications at 720-246-1178.
With its exclusive IQ Roots technology, the new TomTom Go uses actual drive times to give you something no other GPS device can. The fastest way to get anywhere, each and every time. TomTom, go confidently.
Oh yeah, you know I had a plan. You know I've been holding back now for weeks. I gotta get it because I got the Jones for it. Yeah, 9:43, 43 minutes after the hour. Go ahead on, Mick.
I am the little red rooster.
Yeah.
Two legs and a crow today. I am the little red rooster. Two legs and a crow today.
9:43, 43 minutes after the hour. Sunny. High today is 74. AM 760, a progressive talk. God, I just love that song. I wish you could play it all the way through.
Keep everything in the
phone. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kev, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, finer than frog here. Jay, want to wish well out to the Turkmeister. I'll bet he called Mike and told him to play that for you.
Yeah, he did, naturally. He's out there listening. He should be recovering, but naturally he's got his ears glued to the radio.
Dirk, how you doing, buddy? I hope you're doing well, and enjoy your concerts New Year's Eve and that type of thing. Jay, I wanted to talk to you about the debate between Udall and the Pitbull without lipstick there, and also about Letterman and McCain. I was amazed at both of those affairs. I watched that Schaefer debate, and wow, that is one angry guy.
What is it? Maybe you can put your thumb on it. What is it that you listen to him and you're just uncomfortable?
Oh, I totally agree. I had an instance with him when he was running for the education board up here in Fort Collins. He was at a debate with his opponent, Tom Griggs, who I thought really would have been a way better candidate. And I went up to Schaefer afterwards, and he was just beating up school administrators and public schools bad and all this on and on and on. I asked him, I says, Bob, how do you think you can be effective on the education board, the state education board, when you don't get along with any of the administrators? You think principals are bad and teachers are overpaid and all this type of thing. And, I mean, he just exploded on me. If you're not agreeing with him, or you don't have a Schaefer a tag, vote Schaefer on your lapel or something like that, he just cannot handle any criticism. He just goes absolutely off the charts.
Well, he's a chicken. I mean, come on, yeah. Bobby, come on the show, Bobby.
Come debate me,
you helium filled boy.
Jay, you would have him. He would explode right on air. It would be you'd have to film it because it'd be. Probably, Academy Award material.
Well, listen, Congressman Udall, went on right-wing radio next door here for 2 hours.
Of course.
So why won't Bobby come on here? You know why? Because he knows that if he explodes on me, hey, I'm the king of explosions. You can testify to that. I'll blow him out of this room.
Oh, I'd love to see you have a headlock on him, although I don't know if you got long enough arms to get around that head of his.
Jeez.
He was a weird dude. Well, he was so rude to the moderator, too. I mean, she had you could just tell. I mean, usually moderators don't look that flustered. I mean, she was just, Ann was beside herself trying to calm him down. And I'll tell you, it's just as hilarious watching Letterman. When Letterman gets on a rant, He tore into that McCain like there was no tomorrow, and he just kept going after the fact that, well, you know, it would be a horrible thing, but what if something happened to you, John? You know, is she ready to be president? On and on and on. And McCain really gave a poor showing of why that she would be a good candidate for, to take over. I mean, he just really couldn't come up with anything off the top of his head. He didn't have any talking points.
She's not prepared to be Miss Onion Patch 2009, let alone the Vice President of the United States. Kevin, thank you, man.
Hey, Jake, can I just add one more quick little thing in here?
Sure.
I went to the our clerk and recorder's deal for how they're going to run the elections up here in Larimer County, and just want to do a shout out there that anybody that wants to be a poll watcher can. They just have to get the okay from the either the candidate that they want to watch their race at different polls, or from their their Democratic chairperson in that county, for instance, Larimer County or Arapahoe or whatever, and then they can oversee these elections and make sure everything's up and up.
You know what? I'm going to say this publicly. I once deeply and terribly offended you. It took you a long time to start calling the show again. And I'm sorry for what I did. And I love you. You're the best.
Jay, right back at you. And it might take me a while to call you back, but I want to tell you something. I never stop listening. I love your show. You have fantastic guests on, great interviews. And thank you. And same back at you if I offended you in any way.
You didn't. It was me. I did it. So, you know what? We'll run into each other. We'll hug. We'll laugh. And
we met up here in Fort Collins when you were up here working for Angie Piccioni.
And I'll see you again, and we'll celebrate good things that are coming. Kev, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Denny in Boulder. Denny, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay.
Sir.
We got him right where we want him.
Yeah, right.
You know, John McCain is no. I don't, who was the Bronco lineman who said that when the Broncos were on that like 2 or 3 yard line and just before the drive to beat Cleveland?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You know, some Bronco fan will know that, but you know, this election is between fear and hope, and I just keep reminding people, and particularly the young people. You know, do you want to vote based on fear and lies and smears, or do you want to have some hope that we can really turn this thing around?
And see, I think we can. And I think that we have. You know what? All we have to do is do this. It's real simple. It's not hard. It's simple. Make sure you're registered. Call your county clerk if you have to, but make sure you're registered. Show up at the polls. If your neighbors don't have a way to the polls, take them. Vote early, which means we can start next week. If you have an absentee ballot, fill it out. Make sure you put enough postage on it, right? And just go in there, man, and put Barack Obama. I mean, you vote for Barack Obama. You vote for Mark Udall. You vote for the legislature. You do it all the way down the line. We get the White House, right? We get Congress. I mean, you vote for Betsy Markey. You vote for Hank Ng.
It's Jared Polis is...
Yeah, well, he's going to go automatically. But you know, you vote for all of these folks. And what ends up happening is, here's what ends up happening. We control the Congress. And if we can get enough senators in there, people like Joseph Lieberman and others will disappear because they'll have no power. And then we can get to putting this country back on the right track so that it runs right for Republicans, Democrats, independents, and our kids.
You know, if I could vote for one person as best radio producer, it would be John Turk.
He's a good guy.
Which I don't know what happened to him. We'll find out.
He had an appendectomy.
Appendectomy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So he's all right. And he should be back on Monday. Denny, I got to run, man. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, man.
All right. And hats off to Mike Rotolo, who has sat in for the last couple of days and just done an excellent job. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Okay, I'm not guessing on the traffic person because I'll get burned, but I think it's Ricardo Margon.
Jay, southbound I-25 in much better shape, but as you approach Yale, had that earlier crash. It is cleared off for the shoulder, but it really isn't hanging things up. You should make your way to the tech center. Northbound looks great. Leaving the tech center, heading downtown. And the rest of the highways have loosened up. Better speeds on southbound I-25 coming down from I-70, heading into the downtown area. No big backups on I-70 or on 225. Good speeds on 470 across Highlands Ranch. No delays getting across Lakewood on 6th. And good news, if you happen to be heading to Rocky Mountain National Park, they have been working to clear Trail Ridge Road, and they did, although it is open. They do not recommend motorcycles heading across Trail Ridge. That's probably pretty good advice. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, a high of 73.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett!
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
Get ready to rock again. AC/DC presents Black Ice, the band's first new album in 8 years. 15 rockin' new tracks, including their hit single, Rock and Roll Train, for just $11.88. And the only place you can get it is Walmart. Coming October 20th. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Tonight on NBC, a legend will be reborn.
Mr. Robinson Crusoe.
The epic tale of a castaway shipwrecked far from his family.
You will see me again.
On an island that's off the map. And right in the middle of the action, pirates, buried treasure, true companions.
Where you go?
In the coolest treehouse you've ever seen. The premiere of Crusoe, right before an all-new Life, NBC Tonight.
And probably about two or three. So I hope to see you out there. And with winter coming, if you're thinking that you want that four-wheel drive vehicle, but you need to get a more fuel-efficient SUV, then Rockies is the place to go. Rockies is the place to go for four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive, or any other kind of vehicle you're looking for. Rockies has literally hundreds of vehicles in stock, and you'll find a clean, late model, previously owned car, truck, van, or SUV that you've been looking for. Rocky's Autos. I mean, you can't beat them with people out there like Spanky Herrera, Uncle Fester, Gerard Menard, Isaac Harris. They're all out there to help you, over 100 employees out there. And don't forget, they want to see your trade. They have matching down incentive, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle you're interested in. All of the vehicles are winterized. They're all ready to go. You want a reliable vehicle, then you want to go to Rocky's. Rocky's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But you know something? If you come close to 9, you'll be fine, because they'll take care of you. Rocky's Autos. See you out there later this afternoon, because I'll be there. At Rocky's Office, and you can't miss them. They're a Colorado institution at 63rd and Federal.
Tonight on NBC, a legend will be reborn.
Mr. Robinson Crusoe.
The epic tale of a castaway shipwrecked far from his family.
You will see me again.
On an island that's off the map. And right in the middle of the action, pirates, buried treasure, true companions.
Where you go?
In the coolest treehouse you've ever seen. The premiere of Crusoe, right before an all-new Life, NBC Tonight.
$10? Maybe 2 cups of gourmet coffee.
Oh, about 3 gallons of gas?
These days, $10 doesn't go very far. Except, that is, at Sam's Club. This weekend, for just $10, you can get a Sam's Club membership that's good through December 31st, 2008. Enjoy members-only pricing on the things you need every day. Milk, produce, laundry detergent, diapers, pet care, and more. 10 weeks of savings for just $10. Just when you need it most.
Heard they got great prices on gas, too.
10 weeks, $10. Starting this Friday, only at Sam's Club.
9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'll see you later on this afternoon at Rocky's, and also probably later on this afternoon at the movies. W opens today. We haven't talked about that. Oliver Stone, and I'm definitely going to see that, and so is Mary. And we'll go and we'll see. We'll see what it's like. Now, let me tell you this. You're going to hear this from me from now until Election Day. And I know you're going to say, oh, please, stop it. We've heard enough. We've heard enough. You know. But there is nothing more important than getting mobilized. So you still got time to make a difference here. You can get involved with the candidate of your choice. You can work and knock on doors. You can make phone calls. You can do whatever you want in that regard. Or the other thing you can do is just organize among yourselves. And that's real simple to do, too. Make sure your neighbors go to vote. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure your friends go to vote. And let's put this together. Let's not take anything for granted. Let's put Obama in the White House. Let's put Udall in the Senate. Let's turn the legislature solidly blue, because change is coming, and yes, we can if we all do it together. All right. Yeah, I had to get a little sniff of it one more time. Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday to raise more hell, unless management decides otherwise.
I'm a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farm upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl.
Hi, you're on the air with Penny Pincher.
Hi, Penny. Long-time saver, first-time caller. Searching for more ways to save money this year.
One word. Comcast.
Comcast?
Is this thing on? Yes, Comcast. They've got a great deal right now.
On what?
It says here, call 1-800-COMCAST for home phone service and get installed free. Plus, pay only $19.99 per month for 3 months.
That would save me money.
A lot of money. About $120. Looks like your search is over.
Call 1-800-COMCAST by Saturday, October.